So starting then with our classification systems, the paraquat is an example of our bipyridylium class of herbicide. Now the benzene ring with the nitrogen on it is pyridine. If we join together two pyridines, we get a bipyridine, and as a result, the class of compound is called bipyridylium. Now all we would be doing then is putting different substituents onto these rings, and we make a different particular herbicide. But the one that is paraquat then has got a methyl group coming off each of the nitrogens. The nature of this particular compound is then it's a contact herbicide. It hits the plant tissue and it destroys it by taking out the cell membrane. The whole plant then is dead within hours of contact. It's used then as a pre-emergent herbicide. You have ploughed up your field. You've got a few weeds in it floating around before the crop sprouts. You spray the whole field with your paraquat, and there's not a thing left standing before your sprouts come up. Okay, so just a nice clean cut thing for taking out plants. Really good for taking out fields of other herbs. The Americans have used it in quite a widespread fashion. The nitrogen in these centers here are quaternary in nature. 1, 2, 3, 4 carbons coming off that nitrogen, so it's a quaternary nitrogen which puts a charge onto it. The result then is this particular herbicide binds very strongly to soils via ion exchange, and so it's not mobile in the environment, which is what you're after for a compound. After that, it is, decomposes in the soil. The LD50 value, though, is a scary sort of a number, and that 56 milligrams per kilogram is a low but not a worryingly low value. But if you take a dose of this thing here orally, then it gets into your lungs, and in the lungs it causes irreversible damage. So this is in a dose here for the rat, which is provided in its food. People have been known to take swigs of paraquat as a liquid, and in the liquid form then it gets into your lungs just as much as it gets into your gut, and then after that everything's all over. The method of analysing this one, because it's cationic, is going to be ion chromatography. What's the function of the membrane suppressor in ion chromatography? Membrane suppressor. How did HPLC and ion chromatography differ? No, they've both got liquids going through. High performance liquid chromatography, both of them use high pressure solvent to elute the compounds off the column. Yeah, the difference in the column is one of them's got the media we talked about this morning, the silica particles coated in C18, and the other one's got what in it? Yeah, the ion exchange resin, the sulfonate group. Now the material that's put on has to be removed from that column. How do you get rid of the thing from the column in an ion exchange resin? Yeah, what, in this case here, what you need to remember is that you must flush it off using the appropriate ion. And so if you have got a cation on the column and you need to flush that off, then you've got to use a cation to flush it off. And as a result, that cation that you use to flush it off has a massive signal. So you ensure that you don't get a massive signal for it by using a membrane suppressor at the end. The membrane suppressor ensures that whatever beast you're using to flush the ions off the column is neutralized as it comes off the column, and so you don't get a signal when you put it through the detector at the end. So the example I gave you guys was for anion exchange, and the anion that you flushed it off the column with was carbonate. The membrane suppressor turned that into carbonic acid, which was a weak acid, and that then didn't appear in the detector that was downstream that was detecting ions. Now it's that sort of a thing that you need to go over before you hit the exam rather than after. Yeah, remember, that potential question is either on gas chromatography, high-performance liquid chromatography, or ion chromatography. And if I then press the ion chromatography button this year, we wouldn't have had much about membrane suppressors, which is a very standard question if I'm asking about ion chromatography.